Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your very still sickly host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 10th of February, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24, 48 hours coming your way right now in around 5 minutes. Well, we all know the lovely little phrase of Google, do no harm, but we kind of know how much harm they're doing, you know, collecting stuff on us and, you know, these kind of things. And then we always kind of look at Apple thinking, ah, the nice guys. Really? You might have a change of thought starting today if you do think that way. Seems Apple has been holding on to your deleted internet browsing history. Oops. Yeah, it's all that stuff you didn't want people to see. Well, they've got a hold of it and they've been keeping a record of it for over a year now. Now, this data is coming from a forensic firm called Elcomsoft, which, by the way, is in Russia, so you know they're pretty good at this stuff. Anyways, they were able to pull supposedly deleted Safari browser histories from iCloud accounts. They can get things such as the date and the time the site was visited, and even when you deleted when you were there. Now, those of you not familiar with how iCloud works, it stores your browsing history. That is, of course, if you use iCloud. That way, it's available on all your connected devices. But what the researchers found out is when you delete the history and you delete it from the rest of your devices too, iCloud doesn't exactly completely delete the thing. Now they hold on to it. Now, of course, right now, it's unclear if Apple knew the iCloud service was storing deleted records. And, of course, Apple wasn't available for immediate comment. I'm going to lean on the side of, yeah, they knew exactly what iCloud was doing. They did design it, after all. Staying with a little bit of Apple news, although this is not really Apple products per se. This all has to do with that ultra fine, good looking 5K monitor that you can't put next to your router. Yes, I'm talking about an LG's product. You might remember last week we kind of talked about this, saying don't set it next to your router because your monitor will become crap and then basically you won't be able to use your computer. Well, it looks like that monitor now on Apple's website has shipments up to 6 weeks delayed now. Yes, it seems that Apple, and I guess probably in partnership with LG, have decided, yeah, let's stop shipping these things so we can figure out what's wrong. More than likely what's wrong, LG will be working on a shielding fix for future models so that it helps cut down on that electromagnetic interference. We're also hearing that LG is actually currently retrofitting existing models by a case-by-case basis. So that means if you bought one and you were having problems with it interfering with your router, all you need to do is contact LG and they should be able to get something set up for you. From Apple and LG, we go to Microsoft now. And when we talk about Microsoft, let's just talk about Cortana. She's so nice. She'll even remind you when you lied to somebody in an email, saying that you'd email them back and then forgot. Yes, you remember this? It was actually previewed last year. Microsoft's assistant now will check your emails, and using, of course, its learning machine tech, it'll pick things out that said that you'll do. And then it'll remind you, you didn't do that yet. As an example, say that I'll send this report to you first thing tomorrow morning. Yeah, Cortana might remind you after lunch the following day, say, you didn't send that report yet. I know, it's pretty cool and pretty damn spooky at the same time. Part of me, though, has got to say the coolness factor is kind of outweighing it right now. The privacy will come later. Anyways, if you want to test it out for yourself, it's on Windows 10 and will be coming to Android and iOS in the coming weeks. To use it, all you'll need to do is enable Outlook or Office 365 email account to give Cortana consent. That's right, you get a letter spy on you. After that, she'll be reading all of your emails and all the promises you didn't keep. Naughty you. And finally, freaking selfies. I know, I thought we'd get rid of this word in 2017, but it seems to be getting bigger. I'm sure you probably know somebody out there that freaking takes pictures of themselves 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and posts it up. And every time you look at it, you go, I don't care. But guess what? You're not alone. Researchers over there in Munich, Germany have found evidence that suggests that no one really cares about people's selfies. Published in the Frontiers in Psychology paper back in January, it's called the Selfie Paradox. And of the 238 people surveyed, 77% said they take selfies at least once a month. And 49% said they receive a selfie at least once a week. Now let's give you a little more broadened perspective of the numbers here, shall we? Okay. 90% of participants thought of other selfies as self-promotion, but only 46% said of their own selfies. So if you actually take those two numbers together, it says that the majority of people enjoy taking selfies, but nobody really wants to look at them. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that's our website for everything of your tech enjoyment needs. Podcasts are over there, of course, our blog and our review section, too. Do yourself a favor, check that out over the weekend. Lots of reading to get caught up on and lots of lovely shows, too. You can like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN community, hanging it out, hanging it up in the chat room over there at our Slack place. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show headed into the weekend. Oh, me too. I'm going to try and see if I can get over this freaking flu. Fingers crossed we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over this weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday, have a great weekend, and thank you very much for listening.